99.5. Hold on. 99.5 KLOS.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
99.5.
99.5. We're up four.
95.5.
Four higher than we were yesterday.
Wow.
Woo!
That was within the first 10 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a day.
And I said it twice.
Yeah, that's bitching.
All right, 95.5 KLOS.
99.5, dude. 99.5.
Rock station. I did tweet that several times. I put that in the tweets.
Rules.
I don't know why.
Who cares?
You know what's happening.
Radio.
It's Kevin and Sligo show.
Is it?
Yes, from 3 to 7. We are going to talk about the top 10 sitcoms of all time.
Yeah, you think you can name them all off of the top 10?
Of all time?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I absolutely could not.
There's okay. No way. Yeah. Then I probably couldn't either. I don't know if you saw this ransomware thing with the DC police, but they're not paying the ransom.
Oh, wow, no.
And so the people are starting to release some information.
Oh, bam, boom. So just in case you were thinking maybe it would never happen.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we're going to have an expert on to tell us about ransomware.
All right.
And what we can do if we can do anything.
Yep.
Listening to hard rock makes you fat.
That explains a lot. Now I get it. You know, all that food I eat and all the drinks I have? That
has nothing to do with it. Nope.
Well, I can't give up the loud rock, so I guess I'm screwed.
No, they say loud rock gets your blood pumping.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then you just are full of energy.
Right.
And so you can't make good decisions on food.
Okay.
I think that's their point.
Wow, that's reaching a little. That's someone who doesn't like loud rock.
It's reaching a lot, to be honest. Taste Test Tuesday?
Yeah.
As it is Tuesday. Yep. I think you love that second only to Fridays.
Yeah, food.
It's crazy.
Yeah, free food.
And our 1 second of nonstop rock this hour is $3,500.
Damn.
$3,500 before 4 p.m.
Nice.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Damn it. I blew it.
What'd you blow?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's a two for Tuesday.
Right.
And we like to occasionally play the album, just kind of through a couple cuts in a row like you used to hear. I should have let it go into one of my turns. I love that. You start busting up the hotel room and, oh, are all these your guitars? I blew it. I should have done it. Maybe next week.
About that. I think you'll be all right.
No, I'm very upset.
You know what? There's a Tuesday every week.
That's true. I think we're going to do one from the Doors, though, pretty soon. So you hear the Doors two in a row, just like you used to hear on the album.
You know the song by the Beatles, Come Together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been obsessed with covers because there are a lot of covers of that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot. Like more than average by far.
We play three versions of it just station alone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
The first one that I found is one of them that we might play. It's Gary Clark Jr.
Yes.
Play that one. Okay. And people will get an idea for it.
That is so good.
Do you know what this song was for? Because I had to look it up. Because the words are nonsense.
No, I
don't,
actually.
Just ridiculous nonsense.
I know that Aerosmith's version turned up in Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the movie.
Their version isn't great.
No, it's pretty good.
But it wasn't good enough to make this list.
Yeah.
supposedly, John Lennon wrote the song for Timothy Leary.
Okay.
Who was running for governor against Ronald Reagan.
Really?
Yeah, and he got kicked out because he smoked weed. So
he's way ahead of his
good
time.
Times.
So just this is all about him? I have a hard time
I don't know.
Adapting that.
All I know is that John Lennon wrote it for him.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
It doesn't mean it makes sense.
Right, right, right.
Michael Jackson bought the catalog, so here's a little taste of his version.
Oh, no.
He tried
no,
to,
that's not bad.
He tried to keep it to the original.
Yeah.
And then there's Godsmack, and then we start going south.
Oh, Godsmack.
Let's hear Godsmack. I know you, and you know me.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Well, I like me some Godsmack, so I don't really
That's
hate
not
that.
Terrible.
No.
What about the cover by Sershon and Zaritskaya? And here's all I'm going to say is not every song is meant to be super sexy. She's crawling around the ground, and she's got like a bustier on, really Woo! Sexy, and she sings this.
Snickering and stuff, but
that's
I gotta say,
it.
I'm a sucker for that kind of sound.
What?
I am.
What?
Yeah, I like that sort of ridiculous.
But she's female. Singing about juju eyeballs like, in a sexy voice.
I don't care what she's singing about. If she wants to sing like that, I'm on board.
All right, how about a funk version of Come Together by Sugar Pie and the Candyman?
Bring it.
Got feet down below knees. Hold you in his armchair. You can feel his disease. Come together right now. Oh, me.
I don't know. Maybe,
I suppose you like that one too.
I do.
What?
Maybe I couldn't listen to the whole thing, but I guess maybe I just love this song so much.
It's a good song, but there's a lot of bad versions of it. Yeah. What if I were to tell you that there was a duet that was done between Bobby McFerrin?
Oh, no, 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 no. No, okay, here's where we draw the line.
And Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin. Oh,
yes.
Dude, all right.
This is the Bobby McFerrin part.
Okay,
and if you can believe it, that's the bad part of the song. Robin Williams isn't terrible. Here's a tiny taste of Robin Williams.
Oh, okay.
He shoot Coca-Cola. He say, I know you. You know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free.
Oh, that's kind of weird. That's,
right?
I mean, you can totally tell that's Robin.
Right,
sure.
But the Bobby McFerrin part is the death knell for me.
Yes.
Now, I know I may make some people angry by this, but Bruce Springsteen and Axl Rose did a version of this.
Oh, yeah. I think
it was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First part is Springsteen.
Okay.
Say, I know you, and you know me. Well, one thing I can tell you is you've got to be free.
No.
I'm just saying I don't think that's...
I like Bruce. I like his voice. I like everything about
it. I do, too.
He can't pull that sound off.
That's not a good song for him.
Yeah, no.
And then here's the Axl Rose part of it.
Okay.
Hold you in as long as you can feel it.
Well, that makes more sense, at least, but...
I guess.
Not so much. Well, sure, but where?
Over me.
Yeah, I don't think that was a great performance.
No, that didn't.
There was a random jazz one that I found that I didn't.
Sweet.
I didn't even write down who it was, but this is what it sounds like. Stop it.
That is terrible.
That's awful.
That's unacceptable.
Next in the bad category is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, you guys. I didn't know they did that.
Now,
really?
Anthony Kiedis, I believe they were doing this just in a warm-up where they were messing around.
Oh, okay. All
but
right.
It was on YouTube.
Yeah.
And Anthony Kiedis, this is way out of his range.
Yeah.
As you will hear.
Okay.
One thing I can tell you, you could feel it disease.
Got the one word for him. Changing the lyrics.
Over Chad,
their drummer. All right, so the last one I found, this is the description on YouTube. Fat Russian singer who looks like Newt Gingrich sings Come Together. And it's a group of maybe 12 people, and they're all dressed in white sailors' outfits.
Right.
And they're singing opera.
Okay, and they're actually Russian? Yeah, whatever.
Don't know.
Yeah. But they would really not understand these lyrics.
I think they are because I went to three different sites to try and find this, their version of Come Together.
Right.
And every video link was broken.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, this is the best worst by far.
Right.
I need to find it.
Right.
And I couldn't find it. So I found Let It Be. This is the Fat Russian singers
having a go at Let It Be.
Singing Let It Be.
Okay.
Stop it.
Wow.
Wow. People should have to check with the artist to see if it's okay if they cover
yes.
a song.
Wow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, but you want to play a little game right now, right?
I would like to. I think I could get a decent amount of these.
Yeah, now this is Rolling Stone's opinion of the top 100. They rated the top 100 comedies of all time.
Comedy shows. TV shows.
Shows, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
sitcoms.
Yeah, sitcoms.
All right.
Yeah. You think you can name the top 10? You can come up with the top 10?
I think I can come up with four of the top.
Four of the top.
Maybe.
10. Okay. You gonna put some cash on that?
This is of all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Of all
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
So MASH. Yeah, let's put some cash on that.
Oh, yeah, okay. You want to put some cash?
Let's put $5 on it.
$5, okay.
5 credits, as we said.
All right, cool. And MASH. You said MASH?
Yes.
There you go. A CBS show. That's right.
All right. What? MASH was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
I would love to have been there during that pitch.
Right?
Yeah, listen. The wounded keep coming in during a battle. And
you saw
it's
the
a comedy.
Yeah, now, the movie was really, it's pretty hardcore. There's a lot of naughty yes. words in it, and Hot Lips was exposed in the shower. We're going to sure. put this on TV. Let's do that.
Seinfeld.
Wow,
two.
You are heading there, man.
Friends.
Uh-oh.
What? Uh-oh.
That's not working. That's what. Uh-oh.
Oh, good. Yeah. I hate that show.
Wait, how
right.
many guesses do you get?
Me too. I think I'm going to take 10 if I can make it.
Yeah.
All time. Cheers. Shoot. Oh, yes.
Number two on their list. Cheers from 82 to 93. Looks like you're on your way to that 5 credits.
Family Guy. Really?
Yeah, not on the not
it's
on the top
on for
10
a long
list.
Time.
Not on the Rolling Stone top 10 list.
Arrested
oh,
Development.
Best show ever. Totally. Except it's not on
Thank
the top 10 list.
Well, you were ringing the bell.
I know because I love that show.
Okay,
it's one of the
so
best
how many
shows
do
ever.
I have? 3?
You have 3 and you've taken 5 guesses.
Of all time. I'm trying to think of older shows. 60s. I Love Lucy. Yes.
Is on their list from 51 to 57 on CBS. Another
wow.
CBS show. Wait, you got 4. You've got it. You did it.
I said 4 or 5, but I'll take
yeah,
4.
Yeah. Well, you said 4.
And my other two yeah. are Odd Couple.
Nope, not
and
on
Sanford
the list.
And Sons.
Oh, that's one of the best opening tracks ever. I love that music.
So that's it.
All right, according to Rolling Stone, number 10, Larry Sanders Show.
Oh,
on HBO,
sure.
92 to 98. Parks and Rec is at number 9.
I didn't ever watch that,
no.
except occasionally. And when I saw it, I loved it.
Yeah.
But never really had
got
the
into
time
it.
To whatever get into it.
Yeah. I have a friend who she just loves
yeah.
that show. Loves it. Honeymooners. On CBS.
I wouldn't have thought of that in a million years.
You know, and I did not know this until we did this little thing. It was only on for a year, 55 to 56. According to them, that
and it
just
was
doesn't
one
seem
of the
right.
Top 10?
Yeah, I don't think that seems right.
That's
I think that's
ridiculous.
Was Mary Tyler Moore Show came in at number 7.
Didn't think of that one.
You had MASH at 6. All okay. in the Family, number 5.
Didn't
also
think of
on
All in the Family.
CBS.
Wow.
Another CBS show.
CBS has changed.
Yeah. I Love Lucy. Wait.
I got that one.
You did.
Woohoo!
And that was from 51 to 57, also on CBS. NBC's Seinfeld was number 3, 89 to 98. Cheers, as you said, 92 or 82 to 93. That was number 2 on their list. And number 1, you didn't say number 1. I really thought you'd guess number 1.
I didn't say number 1.
It's the only one in the top 10 that's still on the air right now.
One of the top 10 that's still on the air right now.
Yeah.
Still on the air.
Still on the air. And man, it's been on the air for a very long time. I'll give you a quick hint. It debuted originally on the Tracy Ullman Show, and I got to see it.
Simpsons!
Yeah! Bing, 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 bing.
How could I not think of Simpsons?
Yeah, I saw it on that show, actually. I went to a Tracy Ullman taping back in
right.
88
oh, you
or 89.
Did.
Yeah, and there's this little short, and it was the Simpsons. We were all like, whoa, that's great! That's hilarious! You turned that into a show!
Well, I
well
got
done.
4, so
yeah,
I don't know what our bet was, but...
$5.
Okay.
You got $5, buddy. Enjoy. And here's the rest of your 2 for now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we have 1 second of nonstop rock. It's worth $3,500.
And it's been ratcheting it up for a while now. People are missing this like crazy.
So we're going to play it for you again, then you need to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win $3,500.
Here you go. What do you think that is? I think you know. Now it's time to call 818-955.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
For 3,500 KLOS. Who's this?
This is Tim. How you doing?
Tim, we're doing well, and you're caller 13.
Are you freaking kidding me? It's the first time I've been on. I've been trying for weeks, and I finally get on.
Excellent. All right, so it's up to $3,500. Don't tell us now, but do you think you know it?
I have an idea.
All right.
All right.
Play it for you one more time, and then we'll give you a chance to guess.
And
okay.
Title of the song and artiste. Here you go, Tim. What do you think that is?
I'm going to say Stone Temple Pilots' Interstate Love Song.
That isn't it, Tim. Damn it.
That is incorrect. No. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Tim. All right, so $4,000 between 4 and 5. There's no reason you can't try again, Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a try again.
All right, good luck, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, for years now, I've given away tickets to concerts. 40 years of doing that. Here, go see this show. I haven't done it in like a year and a half.
Yeah, no one has.
No, it's been so bizarre. Yeah. So, I'm very happy to say that Foreigner have decided to do a show out of the Greek Theater, which is going to be bloody awesome. And that is going to be happening on October 1st. That seems like a safe sort of zone.
All right.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of tickets. How crazy is that? So, we're going to play something from Foreigner here pretty soon. And as soon as we do, if you would be so kind as to be caller 12 and 13, we'll get you into the show that's going on sale this coming Friday. Foreigner out at the Greek. What a weird thing to say again.
Don't call exactly at this second, but when you hear Foreigner, be caller 12 and 13.
Yes, and we will give you some tickets.
Let's talk about the Washington Metropolitan Police Department, who have been the subject of a ransomware attack. Another one of these where it's like, listen, pay us our money. Or we're going to start releasing information.
Spill the goods.
Yes. And so apparently they had stolen more than 250 gigabytes of data.
Yikes.
And threatened to put the material out on the internet if they weren't paid.
Now, this is all sorts of stuff. I mean, a police department. I mean, just think of the crazy information they've got stored on you and, you know, whatever.
Right. It's all bad.
Yeah.
There's no good information on there.
Exactly. Well, no, there's lots of very fascinating information.
Yes, correct. But so you don't want it out.
Have they started releasing it?
Well, they have released the first part because the D.C. police company said no thanks.
Oh.
We're not going to pay.
Oh, that's such a dangerous line to walk.
So they started releasing the info.
Oh, man. What kind of things have popped out so far?
I don't have the information on that yet because I don't visit the dark web.
Where?
Sluggo.
Brr.
But we do have a computer expert who we affectionately referred to as Cheryl Teagues.
And this is not Ralph. Right away, you're going to think Ralph. It's Ralph. But turns out.
Cheryl, we couldn't remember what super name we called you last time. Supermodel.
Were you Cheryl Teagues last time?
No, it was Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford! Yeah.
Well, we'll go with Cheryl Teagues today.
Yeah.
Just to keep things straight.
All right.
So ransomware. The police office. Is there no way to get around it? Can they not pay and still protect their information?
Well, I mean, by the time they have the information, it's too late. So this is usually either a hack or a phishing attempt, and they've claimed they've already gathered the information. And by time they're actually going to the police department saying, hey, we want, you know, $4 million or we're going to release this publicly, it's too late. You either do what they say or you're done with it. And sometimes even if you do what they say, they still can, you know, they still have you on the line with all that data.
Now, you work for a pretty high-profile company and kind of try and help keep them safe online. Do you think that these people will first grab all the information so they've got it cached before they start saying, hey, give us the money, but let them know that they've been hacked?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, that's where all their leverage is. This is actually not uncommon. It's happened to a lot of hospitals. I think there was a big hospital event before the pandemic, about a year before the pandemic, and they had no option but to pay it. And so You have to be more vigilant before something like this can happen, because once it happens, and, you know, this happened with Ashley Madison as well. And once that data hit the dark web, people were reaching out to the Ashley Madison customers and saying, look, give us Bitcoin or we're going to tell your friends and family.
Oh, then they can ransom every single person of the information that they got from the website.
Wow.
Wow, exactly. That's rough.
Yeah. Now, do you find in your experience that once they've gotten the loot from whoever that they are, squeezing, they're shaken down, do they really back off giving out more information? Do they hang on to it for later? What's your experience with that?
Yeah, I think their best case scenario is that they don't release the information, because once they put that information out there, they can become trackable or a little bit more traceable.
Right.
So, ideally, they want to just get paid and go away. They want nothing to do with that data or information. And, I mean, police department is pretty high target. So,
yeah, no kidding.
All of these are usually federally investigated, but I'm sure this one is going to, you know, it's going to go up the ranks into federal investigation.
So they'd stolen more than 250 gigabytes of data before they made the ransom. I didn't understand it was at the exact same time. I thought we have controller computers.
I think they go in and look, grab everything they can, they rake it all in, and then they say, hey, check this out. And then I suppose they usually kind of send a little bit of information to prove that they've hacked in first before they start releasing it publicly, yeah?
That's it. I mean, this is really, I mean, like the old days and all those movies. I say old days, but I like in the 90s when they had this movie.
Sure.
Where, you know,
yeah.
Somebody was kidnapped.
Yeah.
And they, you know, leave $4 million at the post office drop off or whatever. That's the same thing. So instead of kidnapping, they're taking data. They're holding that hostage and they want their ransom or
And there's no other answer except for the hospital. Did they pay?
The hospital paid. Yeah.
They did.
They did. They wanted it to be done and over with, and that's what they want. You know, they want something quick and easy, and they want to move on. But a lot of this happens because of negligence, like up the chain. So somebody clicked on an email, which dropped some malware on the computer. Then they got control. They did it very quietly. They took the data, and then they made a fuss about it.
Do you know if the hospital case, did they ever found out who did it? Did they ever bust them? How often do these guys get, you know, found eventually?
Yeah, I'm not sure, honestly. That's not a case I followed after the ransom issue. I found out that they paid it, and it kind of went away.
But in general,
anything about it,
in general, do they find them?
I have no idea. A lot of these times it's foreign actors. You know, a lot of the time it doesn't happen in the U.S. It happens outside the U.S. So I don't know what, you know, the rate of conviction is on that.
So we're pretty safe since we're offshore. If we were offshore, we're doing
offshore
that sort of thing. Not doing that.
Okay, so is anyone safe?
Not really. I mean, you have to take precautions in the front. Like I said, you know, a lot of hacking now is not somebody going into your computer or dropping malware. A lot of it is social engineering. So, you know, on a big company level, like I said, it was probably a phishing attempt. Somebody clicked on an email, dropped some malware, and they got into the system and they stole everything. But this happens daily to individuals. And a lot of the time it's somebody calling your cell phone company saying, I lost my SIM card. They get your SIM card and then they can basically unlock everything with two-factor
authentication. That's super annoying and super surprising that there's nothing.
Yeah.
For the most part, once you get that ransomware note, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
No. I mean,
do you remember the Sony case? Did they decline to pay?
Yeah. In fact, they had a bunch of emails leaked. They were internal emails, so they actually had their email server hacked. And that's another thing. A lot of the times it's, you know, if, you know, Microsoft is your email service provider, somebody can go into the Microsoft system and steal another company's email. Amazon hosts like every website in the world. So if they get into something like, you know, a server that's a third party server, there's not much you can do and you're still, you know, liable for that.
All right. So nobody's safe. That's what you're saying. That's the update. Nobody's safe.
Cheerful phone call. Thanks a lot, buddy. Cheryl Teams.
Thank you, Cheryl Teams.
A perennial KLOS favorite there from Foreigner. Feels like the first time. How crazy is it? There's actually a show coming up, a live show at the Greek Theater.
We talked about one yesterday. We're talking about one today. It seems like life might be returning to normal somewhat.
So bizarre and so nice. Tickets are going to be going on sale this Friday for a show Foreigner's going to do at the Greek on the 1st of October. And we promised some tickets. Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
This is James.
James, why telephone us now? KLOS.
He's asking why you called.
For tickets for Foreigner, for sure.
Nice. Well, good, because you're caller 12, so you get to go. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
I have to translate.
I know. Thank you for doing that. Hello, who's this?
This is Ward.
Ward, you care to go see Foreigner at the Greek Theater in October?
I would love to. It's been a long time.
Yeah, right? Hot sure damn. You're caller 13, so you get to go.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. 1 second of nonstop rock. Is up to $4,000.
Damn. Just one little clip could win you $4,000 here in the next 10 minutes or so.
Before 5 o'clock. First, though, you know how everyone's on Zoom and Zoom sucks? And you know how you can change your name that appears on Zoom?
Sure.
Well,
I'm usually Barbara myself.
Barbara. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm sure that this guy wishes that he was Barbara. He was signing into a criminal court.
This isn't I'm a cat guy.
No, this is the
I'm
same,
not a cat.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
There was a court. There was a judge who was presiding, who was in the top row of the Zoom.
Right.
And then the criminal was in the bottom right.
Right. Looking all guilty.
Yes. And the judge noticed his screen name.
Oh, yeah.
And it surprised the man quite a lot. This is the audio from that Zoom call with the judge.
Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah, you. Yes.
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not but 3,000, you yo-ho. Logging into my court with that as your screen name.
Why would that?
What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxton, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
That is what it says.
Why? Well, I apologize. That should not
be. Yeah, you should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
Oh, when was the last time you said, go sit and be
you
told
can
to
sit down and think
about what you've done?
Third grade? Butt effer 3000.
Where are the other 2,999 is the real question.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Your name's not Butt 3000.
Is it Sluggo?
No, it is Sluggo.
No,
yes.
It is. Okay.
Yeah,
it's Sluggo. Enough. Okay. Yeah. Hey, we have $4,000 to give away.
Let's get serious about this. Let's really give this away. People keep missing this. We want you to win this.
I mean, we've been serious about it.
Yeah, but I want to be really like dead serious as that judge.
Yeah, right.
That guy right
You've
there.
Never been as serious as that judge in your life.
It's a
All
fact.
Right. For $4,000, we're going to play you a 1 second of nonstop rock. It won't stop. There will be no interruptions.
Really? We don't get a commercial set
There'll
in the middle?
There will be no commercials.
Okay. All right.
And you can identify that. Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. And you'll win $4,000.
Title and artist of this. Go. What is it?
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $4,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is N.
N?
Aaron.
Aaron, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
We really want to give you the money. Don't say yet, but do you think you know what this is?
I kind of have an idea.
Yeah?
I want to obviously say yes, but let's see what happens.
Sure.
Well, we'll play it for you one more time, and then you give us your guess.
Yep. Give us the name of the song and the artist of this, and you got $4,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here you go.
What is it?
Oh, boy. Let's see. I want to go with The Offspring, Far Away.
Offspring, Far Away.
That is incorrect.
That is incorrect. Sorry, man.
Thanks, man.
Sorry, okay. Thanks for calling.
We have got to find a winner. $4,500 tomorrow between 3 and 4. KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Tuesday. It's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for our Taste Test Tuesday.
Where we crunch in your ears and talk about food that someone, well, specifically Mitch, has brought in from Trader Joe's.
We have ACMAC.
ACMAC! I love these crackers.
They're wheat crackers?
Yeah. My wife hates them.
Oh, best case scenario.
Them. She would stomp on them, throw them out.
But we also have pulled jackfruit in smoky barbecue sauce, and I don't know what jackfruit is. I've never heard of that.
You know, it's kind of often a put down. Hey, listen, jackfruit.
But, that's not what
you
say,
no? Oh, okay, I don't know.
I think it's an actual fruit of some kind.
I do know that it was a substitute for pork, you know, because I don't eat meat and whatever.
Okay.
And then they made this pork stuff out of it.
It does look like a pork sandwich.
Yeah, and it looked phenomenal. You know, if you're kind of missing the whole pork thing and you haven't had it in a long time,
I'm not down with that.
Tasted terrible.
But, okay, so it tasted terrible.
Horrible.
In smoky barbecue sauce, that pretty much overrides any other taste.
Yeah, once you slap some barbecue sauce on anything, you're good to go. You can go ahead and eat cow poop and it's going to be good with barbecue sauce.
I'm not going to lie. Look in that bag.
It looks like cow poop.
Looks like cow poop.
Wow.
All right.
Taking a spoonful of.
Oh, that's a lot. I should.
Jackfruit.
Taken less. I've never heard of jackfruit.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a thing.
Oh, my God. This looks terrible.
Yeah, it does.
It looks awful. Well, with the ACMAC cracker, that might it bearable. Sesame seed cracker.
And the barbecue.
Mm.
Mm. Really, all you taste is barbecue.
Yeah, that is all I'm tasting. The texture's a little weird.
They could just put barbecue sauce in that
bag. Pour barbecue sauce in there, and I'd be good to go.
Because you really can't taste jackfruit is.
So that was the problem with the pork. It looked right. The fake pork made out of this jackfruit stuff. It looked perfect. It looked great. It looked like,
Okay.
Tasted just horrible. Like, I don't know, a cactus that had been peed on by a cow for a year or something. It was just horrible.
How does that come to your mind as a description for what something tastes like?
Having lived in the desert for a while and eaten a lot of cacti. Okay, it's not very good. They also brought us some almonds. And I know for a fact, I love these. These are mesquite smoke seasoned almonds from Trader Joe's. And these are awesome.
I love those
salty.
Too.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on the jackfruit.
Yeah. I don't think that even
I'm good without it.
Barbecue sauce. The texture is a little weird on it, too. Okay. I had a drink. Another Galco's drink. I left it in my fridge at home.
Oh, what a surprise.
Next to my Trejo beer. Lots of Trejo beer. All right, guys, we get back to thank you for the taste test Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to clean up the microphone here.
Very nice. Not a huge fan of the fruit, jackfruit.
No, that's pretty
whatever
bad.
That is.
Let's get back to our two for Tuesday. We have something really cool here for you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You signed us up, right?
Well, yesterday we talked about this for a long time. A wild VIP group sex party is about to invade New York City.
Hell yeah.
An exclusive sex club is set to host an 80-person bash in downtown Manhattan.
That is a lot of people having sex at the same time.
Yes.
And what does it cost to get into this thing?
You know, between $5,000 and $50,000.
Wow.
Yeah. It's an ultra VIP sex-filled soiree.
A soiree, no less.
Is what I hear, yes.
Damn.
And to get in, mm-hmm. you have to apply.
Right.
So I sent in our application,
good.
And now we're about to do our follow-up interview, because they have to interview you.
Are we going to do the interview now?
Yes.
Oh, man.
What? They
I
have to
feel like I'm ready.
They have to interview you to make sure that you're hot enough to join.
Dude, it's a given that I'm hot enough. There's no doubt about it.
Right. So we have a spokesperson, I think the person who's going to interview us from Sanctum on the Heineken 00 hotline. Hello, who's this?
Hello. Hello, this is Panzer.
What? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Panzer.
Panzer.
Panzer. Like Panzer, only Panzer.
Oh. Oh, so your name is Panther. Okay.
No, it's Panzer. It's spelled P-A umlaut reverse N 7 pi E-R symbol for Scorpio.
Okay.
Kevin, don't blow this for this. I really want to get into this sex party.
I love the name.
That's a beautiful name, sir.
I'm happy with it.
I'm glad to make your acquaintance.
What kind of things do you need to know about us, sir?
Well, we need to fill out the rest of your application to make sure you are worthy enough to join Sanctum.
Okay.
S-N-C-T-M.
That's correct,
that's how
yes.
we spell it, because it's exclusive. First of all, you didn't put your height down. We need to be over 5'8 in order to join Sanctum.
Woo! 5'11! I'm good.
6'2.
Damn, dude.
Oh, too tall.
What? Wait. Wait, you said above 5'.
You're both too tall.
Both
of us.
We have low ceilings.
All right. What are the other...
Regarding your physical attributes, yes. would you consider yourself Vienna sausage, park ball frank, or Polish kielbasa?
All three combined?
Tripod?
Yes!
You didn't give tripod as one of the answers, though.
Well, if you have three of the things, that makes you tripod.
Okay, then yeah, that's both of us.
That's you too.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
What do you mean unacceptable?
We're all out of three-way condoms. You must have college degree to be part of Sanctum.
Okay.
Can I have a high school diploma? GED?
GED?
Why are you being so judgmental?
Dead.
What?
That spells dead.
Dead.
It's his high school diploma.
All right. Acceptable with dead.
Okay. Woo! All right. I graduated.
You have college... Right.
I graduated with a degree in English.
No.
I've listened to the show. You cannot fool with me.
Yeah, don't lie to him.
How is your personal hygiene? Are you cleanly?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin rarely smells. It's true.
After a workout, would you say you smell like A, chlorine, or B, a quart of potato salad left in a hot porta potty for a week?
Oh, gross.
Definitely B.
But what if we shower right
yeah,
after?
Yeah, yeah. Before, dude. Please, before.
Oh, right after the workout.
Oh, I thought you meant before the sex. Sorry, okay.
No, I'm confused. What are you washing?
Rarely.
We shower right after we work out.
Yes, so we don't smell like these
so
things.
So we get rid of
before the sexing?
Yes. Yes.
That's acceptable. Okay. All right, lastly, I'm thinking of number between 1 and 10. Go.
6.
7.
No, 39. I'm sorry.
Oh. You said between 1 and 10.
You must think outside the box. This is Sanctum.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You get obsessed with new songs like I do.
I do.
You just sit there and listen to them over and over and over.
I usually find a song that I love,
mm-hmm.
and I put it on repeat literally for 3 to 4 days.
Wow.
It's all I listen to.
Wow, damn.
Then I get pretty tired of it, and I move on.
Right. And you never want to hear it again.
Oh, no, I'll go back later, and I like hearing it again.
Oh, okay, but, yeah. But Apocalyptic is cover of White Room. Man, I'm obsessed with that.
Pretty damn good.
I could spend 3 or 4 days with that, actually. I've never done it quite that way, but yeah, that's I see why, yeah.
It's not a great way to do it.
No, but I'll be honest. I think it's a wonderful thing.
British newspaper says listening to heavy metal makes you fat.
That explains a lot.
Who knew?
Now I understand. I can eat whatever I want and just not listen to it. Well,
heavy metal fans are more likely to want to grab an extra slice of cake, the Daily Star claims.
Because they're happy. Because, man, they're screaming. They're in, I don't know what, though.
Joy?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know.
I don't know exactly where this came from, but there is a writer who said that if you listen to loud, raucous music.
Right.
You can't control your food urges.
Right.
And you've got so much energy going through your veins that you just grab for bad food.
I think this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I agree.
But I did start putting on the pounds when I was about 12, and that's when I got into really heavy, loud stuff. So I don't know, man.
Can you imagine if you just started listening to soft rock and just the pounds fell off?
Because you're depressed.
That'd be great.
You can't stand it anymore. No more Barbara Streisand. Get it out of here.
So there's a guy named Jeremy Vine. I don't know who he is, but he has a show in Britain, and he discusses this album with two other women who are giving their opinions on whether heavy metal makes you fat.
Okay.
This is a little story that's quite interesting. It's kind of saying that what music you listen to will dictate your food choices. So they're saying that loud rock is linked to craving fatty foods, but actually anything that's fast tempo, really high volume, and lots of dissonance and distortion is going to leave you so revved up, adrenaline going, you're going to go and bosh a kebab. You're going
okay.
Right.
It's absurd, right?
Yes. Gotta be. But maybe.
No.
No, I guess not.
No way. Because there's up-tempo every music.
I eat plenty of bad
there's up-tempo
food.
Rap. Yes. There's up-tempo.
Well, I guess you're saying distortion and really loud, you know. And but, I mean, I eat way too much bad food even when I'm in a really bad mood. And I'm not listening to loud stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But continue.
Okay.
I'm going to grab a burger. I'm not going to go for salad. Whereas if you've been listening to maybe some classical music that's very soothing or some light jazz, apparently your brain will have the capacity to make more sensible, moderate choices.
That's just dumb.
I listen to lots of classical music.
You do?
Yeah, in between all the loud stuff. And you know what?
And you go right for the salad?
Oh, yeah. No, screw that salad. Give me that burger. Dripping with cheese.
What do you think of this, Storm?
Well, I don't know, because I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm kind of R&B pop, which probably makes sense. Cause
you're Luther Vandross and Beyoncé.
That's exactly where I am.
I know.
And that also doesn't make me want to have a salad. Nothing seems to make me want to
have a salad. That's a pretty good point.
Yes.
It's not the music that you're listening to that decides what food you eat.
Nope.
She listens to
Luther Vandross.
Yes.
And she's still packing on the pounds.
She's walking right past the salad.
But I think you'd be on the classical end of this, because what you wouldn't, I don't imagine you would do, is
heavy metal
to AC/DC.
Oh, no.
How dare they? How dare they?
He said, this is the only band they mentioned by name.
Right, right, naturally.
That we play all the time here.
Right,
he says AC/DC, and she goes, oh, no.
She ain't listening to that.
I don't think that would
not
be your thing.
Me.
It could just be, Olivia, one of these classic things that very large people are drawn to heavy metal music rather than the other way around.
No,
okay,
man.
That's even dumber.
Yes.
That's even dumber.
Yes.
If that's possible.
Yeah.
It's only heavy people are drawn to rock music. What?
You ever gone to a rock show? A lot of very thin folk.
Yeah, it sounds like something where it's quite hard to work out the cause and effect. Personally, I mean, every time I listen to classical music, it's so sort of soothing and nice that you want a kind of rich, comforting chocolate cake.
This is so weird.
So she's saying she listens to classical music just like you.
Right.
And she wants to make bad choices about the food she eats as well.
This is the most reaching for
it's
a
ridiculous
reason for her putting on weight that I've ever heard.
To go with it. So maybe it affects different people differently.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree that nothing seems to make me want to have a salad.
No, right. The music that makes us to want to have a salad, we have yet to discover.
So we don't know what that is, but we do know that AC/DC puts on the pounds. That's what they're saying.
Clearly not the band themselves.
I don't buy it.
Nope.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Good one from STP. Yeah, so overlooked. Sour Girl, great stuff.
That is good.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of flack on Twitter for my tweet about the three-eyed snake in Australia.
Oh, no. What is this? What have you done?
You know I hate wordplay. Hate it.
Yes. And I think we're brothers because of that.
And anytime anybody tweets wordplay, I tweet back to them, boo, in all giant letters.
That's well, you should.
Because I hate it.
Boo, yeah. No puns. No wordplay.
But occasionally I find something that's too good to...
Oh, sure.
Not tweet?
Yeah, no. I get it.
So in Australia, they discovered a snake with three eyes.
Okay.
Do you think that it has 3D vision or is the third eye blind?
Oh, no! No!
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying.
No!
Everybody agrees with you.
No! No!
Come on. How was the last time you were able to work in a third eye blind reference in a tweet?
Third eye blind? That's okay. That's actually fairly... Yeah. Can I slap you for that?
I mean, everyone else is, so you might as well.
Wow. Wow, what a way to wrap up the afternoon.
We have a Fandango gift card to see Wrath of Man.
Ah, you liked that
which
film.
Which I saw this last weekend. Yes, Jason Statham kicks ass pretty much. It is directed by Guy Ritchie. It's a great movie.
Third eye bland. How blind. How dare you, sir?
Because it's a snake with three
eyes. Yeah, three eyes, so maybe.
Does it see in 3D? Or is the, and then you capitalize, third eye blind.
When did you, how long is this floating around in your head before you tweeted it to the world?
I don't know. I pretty much just thought of it, and then I was like, oh, man. Oh,
that needs to go
But
up.
I hate these.
Has Ali seen it yet?
I don't think so.
Anyway, so about the film.
Yes, Wrath of Man is the name of it, and we have a Fandango gift card for you and a guest to see it on a big screen.
Wow, in an actual theater.
Yes.
That's cool. I love that.
If you want to call right now, it's 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin, you know, I'm thinking coming out of Def Leppard, maybe you should share your joke once again that you've tweeted.
No,
to
I
the
don't.
World.
We got to say goodbye and all.
Well, it's Def Leppard.
I'd love to.
I think you should share what you tweeted to the universe one last time before we exit today.
But, all right. In Australia, they discovered a snake with three eyes.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it has 3D vision?
No, 3D vision.
Or is the third eye blind?
I'm out of here. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty. Goodbye. It was on this day in rock in 1963 when the Beatles started a 30-week run at number one on the UK album charts with their debut album, Please Please Me, making it the longest-running number one album by a group ever. It was on this day in rock in 1964 during a UK tour that the Rolling Stones were refused lunch at the Grand Hotel in Bristol because they weren't wearing jackets and ties. And the following day, the Daily Express ran a story with the headline, The Rolling Stones Gather No Lunch. It was on this day in rock in 1970 when the triple soundtrack album from Woodstock was released here in the U.S. It went gold in less than 2 weeks.